but we still celebrate. He said, celebrate my death. Celebrate my death. Remember my death and my coming. Celebrate. There will be the coming of the Lord. We make use of every day can be Christmas Day. Yeah? Every day can be Resurrection Day. But we just need to connect. You know, many times I put on the power or the plug. There is light. You know, sometimes we cope with electric walk. But there is light. But it's not hot. The connection is faulty. It's not tight. Then you move about and then there's connection. Do you know many of us are not really tightly connected? We are very natural. Yeah? Now when Jesus said, I will build my church, this kind of revelation cannot be understood by flesh and blood. Yes, Jesus told Peter, Father God revealed to you that I am the Christ. I am the Savior, the Son of the living God. It's revealed. The next minute he became natural. When you become natural, you cannot see the revelation what Jesus is building, the church, the bride of Christ. Out from him, he is building. Out from Adam, God built a bride, and then the bride appeared. True or not? Because the Bible tells us all that is, Adam is a type. Paul say, Adam is a type of Christ. Yep, true? How many of us know that when God spoke something, the word will accomplish? Isaiah said, the word of God stands forever. Peter's 1 Peter 1:25 say, the word of the Lord stands forever. Psalms 138 verse 2 say, I exalt my word, magnify my word higher than my name. Because the word back up his name, right? What God say in Genesis, he will accomplish. Though Adam and Mrs. Adam fell, out of the rebellion of the heart, do the instruction of God, right? Rebellion and disobedience. Do the instruction of God. Daily he received instruction from God. That's why the Bible tells us in Luke, Matthew, he said, give me day by day my daily bread. And Jesus established the bread. He is the bread of life. He is that word. Are you with me? Yeah? So every time we have to ask, give me day by day my daily bread. Now this morning, I just want to say a little bit of what Pastor Joseph last week talked about, deception, right? He talked about authority, we have heard about it. But to avoid the deception, James very clearly tells us, lay off all the overflowing filthiness out of your soul. The soul is mind, will, emotion, true or not? Hello? Now, there are things that we do. I have a very close relative really encouraged me. He said, now he's really turned around. Because close relative, we are relatives, right? He said he told to his, whoever connected, you don't agree with her. But now he's turning around because we led him to the Lord. He was not in a church at all, but he experienced Jesus. You may not agree with her, but what she said is true. When she told me, I'm so very encouraged. At least he began to see things that young people don't see. Do you know what you say as parents to your children they don't see? Because the Bible told us foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. True or not? Foolishness bound in your heart. Is that true? Hello? It's just foolish. Because if you are still a child, there's a lot of foolishness in your mind and my mind. I say your and mine, like, include me here. You say lay aside all this overflowing filthiness, superfluity, out, and then receive the implanted word of God Then you see, you receive the word, you obey. If not, you deceive yourself. We talk about deception. So you deceive yourself, then the devil will come. You know, then I show them, you see, just a little bit honey low at the ends. They know the trail, and then they come, you know, holding. Sin is like that. It will come. Deception will come. If deception attracts deception. Only the love of truth. Yeah? True or not? So, say, I love truth. It may hurt me. I told some parents, many parents, I say, if I correct your children, be grateful. I'm doing you a favor. I'm talking in Ebola, you know. I'm doing you a favor because, and I also told some parents, you know, they complain about their teachers, you know. But you do not know, you have not found out why the teacher scream at you. You must be a very naughty person. Nowadays, the children are so naughty. You can see yesterday, it disturbed the whole thing. You know? Can you see or not? So, but we say, Lord, these people need help. But you look at their parents, what can you do, Lord? What can you do? Look, we got a great job to do. Look, we got a great job to do. Is it true or not? Yeah. Now we come back to, I don't know how to put this message. It's Christmas time. Maybe I put the title is The Whole World is Waiting for the Manifestation of the Sons of God. All right? We want to go back to what God has said. What God has said in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 28. Can we put it up? Now, you and I know that the word of God stands, right? He say it even though you fall. Even though it looks like Satan has won, Satan has messed it up, Satan has frustrated the plan of God, it looks like it. But not so. Then God started the work called redemption. Redemption from chapter 3 to the end of Revelation. Can I also remind ourselves, the 65, the Bible has got 66 books, true or not? But it's one story true? Over 40 writers that do not know one another, they speak the same thing. That's why the book of Acts say, Jesus now is in heaven, but God is going to fulfill and restore everything that he has spoken through the prophet before the beginning of the world, you know. That means he's going to restore whether you like it or not. You know, we also have heard about, you are not hardworking in evangelism, Jesus will delay coming back. You think Jesus depend on your laziness. It's already fixed. Are you with me? It's already fixed. He is coming back on that time. God said, this is the blessing of God when he made man. And he has not forgotten. Yeah? He has not forgotten. We know this famous scripture, right? Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. It reminds us of Psalms 8, isn't it? Psalms 8. So why are you so mindful of man? You know, you give him all the authority. Now, God created man right from beginning. They are sinless, true or not? They are sinless, couple. But God wants them to be fruitful and multiply the same image according to the likeness of God in Adam. So they are going to reproduce this sinless bridegroom and bride to reproduce sinless offspring. Is that true? You just think, imagine if Adam and Eve didn't mess up, you will have beautiful children, not rebellious. Easy. Because the parents rebel, everyone rebel. Yeah? Is that true? Sometimes you look at your own children, you would think, look like me before. Then you just let go. Oh, yeah, I was like that. So your center is going down and down and down. Yes. That's why they say, oh, it's like that. They go through a process, a time, and then they'll be okay. It's not. It's going down and down and down and down. So God bless them. But God also give them the command to have dominion, right? He said, bless them. Then God bless them. Are you with me? Verse 28, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth. Ezekiel tells us God gave the pattern for Adam to reproduce to exactly like the Garden of Eden. He always gives you a pattern. He who started a pattern, you work it out. I show you this pattern. You work it out. I tell them, come and see how I do the work. But you do exactly the same. Yeah? God told in Psalms 32, verse 8 and 9, I will teach you first. I will instruct you, teach you, and guide you with my eyes the way that you should go. But he said, don't be like a mule without understanding. Don't be like a horse that harness and then must pull and come and smack, and then you go. No. You just obey, true or not? Hello? But do you believe God's word? Do I believe God's word? We have to question. You doubt God's word, that's where the problem is. Your mind begin to, you know, that's why you say, lay this dirty thing off from our mind and receive with meekness, humility, the word of God to plant inside us. Now, after he blessed them, he give them the command. You fill the earth, and then you got to subdue and have dominion over everything. Now, when the snake came, it's an animal, is that true? So this snake stood before Mrs. Adam. But in chapter 12, Revelation, the serpent also stood before this woman. This woman is the church, is part of the bride of Christ. 144,000 is sealed. It's called womb of the church. Now, is something new to you? Let me not confuse you. Can I come back here? Okay, can I come back here? Not to confuse you. So we have dominion. So the devil came, it's a snake, it's just an animal. Do you know what I'm talking about? You can have dominion over the snake. But he didn't do his job. He didn't do his job. I would see the, you know, detail of the Bible. When Mrs. Adam sinned, their eyes was not opened. So there was salvation still for Mrs. Adam. But it's when Adam fell, there's no more. Their eyes were open. You read scripture properly, right? We mentioned many times. So it's very important for the man to cover your wife. Pastor covers me with prayer a lot. We come to 15, chapter 2. Is it 5? Can we see chapter 2? Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, it was named. So Adam gave names to all, everything, right? And then Adam was found, but no comparable partner. And then the Lord caused deep sleep to fall in Adam, and he slept. He took one of his ribs. We know this story, all right? And then out he made this woman. Now we want to see, this is a type of Jesus, true? It's a type of Jesus and the church. We are talking about church and... Okay, let's go to the next slide. Oh. Next one. Keep going. Okay, we have the extensive plan of God. Now, I would like, God is the, we want to go back to the eternal purpose of God in what we have just read through. So God created a sinless bridegroom, and then the bride, right, out from his ribs, right? It's sinless, true? So he said, be fruitful and multiply means expect a sinless, the sinless race of children. Is that true? Yeah? So now, God is a covenant-keeping God. Now, he make covenant. When the covenant has to have three things to make it valid. You have already known it, the blood, right? The seal, the promise. So he was, definitely there was blood when operation. Because Adam is with blood, right? So blood was involved. So God has given them this Edenic covenant before sin entered. But after sin entered, God made redemption. Hebrews 13 verse 20 tells us that in the council of Godhead, God has, among the Godhead, you know, he made an everlasting covenant for redemption. So he made covenant with Adam again after the fall. Then he made covenant with Noah. He made covenant with Abraham. He made covenant with David. He made covenant with Moses, and then Palestinian. Palestinian has to do with the land. And then he made covenant with David. Then finally all consummate in the new covenant, we take the bread and the blood. Are you all with me? Now know that every covenant he made, there is seed promise. Seed. After the fall, he told Adam, Genesis 3:15, the warfare began. He said, your seed, the woman's seed, will bruise the head of serpent, right? And then serpent will bruise the feet of the seed. So every God began to make redemption through covenants. Every covenant has these three things: blood, promise, and seal. Also on the seed promise. Now this seed promise will cause finally the bruising is, you know, the word of God tells us, I will put all enemies under your feet. And then 1 Corinthians 15 tells us, the last enemy is death. Is it true? He defeated death, but he has not destroyed death yet. Death is a spirit. Yeah? So far, are you all with me or not? Are you with me? So the last generation will destroy death. Now we come back to, I'm just speaking from my spirit, the one to follow notes. The whole Bible, can you read this one? 1, 2, 3. The Bible as a whole. The reason for this? So we already established what he wanted, right? So though they seem to mess God, but God's word will stand through. He will still do it. He will still have the same sinless bridegroom, bride, and sinless offspring children. Now, how is it that, how you find out? It's very hard to believe. If you can believe virgin birth, you will believe this plan, what he has said. Do you believe virgin birth? I ask again. Really, really believe? Yes. Now, how did it come? Today, we have this reading here. It would be good to see what is here in this your newsletter. Now, in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee named Nazareth, a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But now we are talking about women, women and there's particular women. Songs of Songs also tells us there's many women, but there's a particular woman. Woman speaks of the true church, the 144,000 sealed for that job. To fulfill Isaiah 66, verse 6 to 9. Those flying over your head, you just keep listening, okay? Hello? Just listen. You don't get it, but one day you will get it. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. And we know the story. Then finally he said, according, how can this be? Since I do not know a man. You know, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One who is to be born is called the Son of God. For with God, nothing is impossible. Then Mary said, behold, your servant, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. So she believed. The Son of God, the Jesus Christ, is the product, direct product of divine and human relationship. Is that true or not? Is that true? Yeah. Word of God, she received the word of God, incorruptible word of God, and conceived. Yeah. And we also received the incorruptible seed of God. We believe true or not? When we say Jesus wants to save you, he wants to forgive you, you receive Jesus, you really believe, and then you receive the incorruptible seed, you are changed. Are you with me or not? Now, every word you receive will become flesh, right? True? You'll become flesh. That means we'll have result. There will be evidence, there will be fruit. Huh? Yep. Now we are talking about one day, the sinless marriage, sinless bridegroom, Adam was bridegroom, and this one, then we will see the bridegroom. You know, John 3:29, John the Baptist say, he rejoiced as a friend, because you remember that one? Huh? There is a bride to come. So the whole Bible pointing towards a sinless generation. As I say, it's so many things. I will just say this so that you can catch it. If that happened to Mary, Mary was with sin, right? True or not? But because she believed, she brought forth this sinless Son of God. The Bible tells us there is this 144,000 spiritual Israel, even their names, Paul tells us the whole story, the names. Their job is to fulfill Isaiah 66, verse 6 to 9. Can we quickly put up Isaiah 66? It is here what God has said about the sinless generation will be fulfilled. And Jesus saw his seed and he is satisfied. Isaiah 53, verse 10. This morning we show it. Okay, can we put next one, 7? Before she was in labor, as I told you, 66 is correspond to the last book of, Revelation, the last few chapters. Yeah? She gave birth. Before her pain, she delivered a male child. Man child. Old King James is man child. Keep going. And who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? I not seen, you not heard. Neither enter into the hearts of men. You cannot understand this kind of thing with our natural carnal mind. Cannot. No way. Cannot. Shall the earth to be made to give birth in one day? Shall a nation be born as soon as Zion? Zion speaks of spiritual church in the spirit realm with God. Yeah, all right. Touching the spirit realm, she gave birth to her children. The 144,000 sealed in chapter 7, and also it repeated the 144,000 in Revelation 14. This company of people sealed to fulfill Isaiah 66. This 144,000 is representative number all over the world. 144,000 is 12 times 12 is 144. Are you with me? So the multiple of 144 is 144,000. Are you with me or not? Hello? 12 speaks of government. His government shall be upon his shoulder. Yeah? So far, are you all with me? Yeah. Okay. Not with me, you ask those who understand. The sinless offspring, Revelation 12, will be manifested out of the result of the relationship of Jesus Christ, the bridegroom, with the womb of the church is 144,000. So far, is it okay? Because some is quite new to you. Lord, we speak understanding. We speak understanding. What had happened to Mary, you can do it again, but now you will do through a company of Mary. Mary company. Mary company. You can do it again. This is a vast plan of God. This is what you say when you are born again. You are a new creature, new name, new race, new people. Everything is new in Jesus' name. Lord, this concern last day church. This concern last day church. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. I think should I stop here? Huh? So far, are you all there? Are you all there? I know the Saturday group. God is going to manifest a sinless generation that needs no redemption. Exactly like what Mary received. It's by the Spirit overshadowing with the Word of God. This is what we want God to build in us. But we will help the next generation. Next generation. Yeah? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I think I felt I should stop here because just come back to the original plan of God. He wants a sinless, the bride. Okay, all the prophecies, what has not been fulfilled by Jesus will be fulfilled by you and me. The holy church, the holy nation will be born in one day. In one day. Lord, we want to exactly for the next generation to be like Mary. Yes. Though we will receive ridicule, it's mind-boggling, and then people will just misunderstand us. But we pray, God, you begin to raise a powerful generation, not just knowing, but manifest the life of Christ. Manifest the resurrected life of Christ. Manifest the ascended life of Christ. Lord, we know we are not there, but you told us, go unto perfection. Go unto perfection. Go unto perfection. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we praise you. We want to know the vast plan of God, the bigger plan of God. Oh, Ikurianda Basianda. Oh, I not seen, you not heard, neither enter in the hearts of men. Who can understand this, Lord? Oh, only, Lord, by your spirit. Oh, flesh and blood cannot understand. Lord, grant to your people, grant to your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you turn to Revelation 12. I thought just stop at this. Okay, we turn to Revelation 12. The final ultimate bruising of the head is found here. Is the people of God, is the last generation, the sinless generation. Are you with me or not? What happened to Jesus must happen to us. Because he's coming with the same substance, sinless, perfect. Are you with me? Yeah. Because he cannot be unequally yoked with sinful people. True or not? Yeah. We are talking about last day generation. But you and I can be guests if be invited to the marriage supper. You are blessed already. We are blessed. True or not? Yeah. It is a very exciting time for the next for the final generation. Because as you run the race, the final laps is important. Yeah? This is very important. I'm not a runner, but I know something about that. Now, if you have a pencil or pen, the 3.5-year tribulation starts right from 11. Chapter 11 to 18 is the 3.5 years, the tribulation time, before Jesus comes back. Now, before the tribulation, 3.5 years, there will be the sounding of the seventh trumpet. Yeah? Then all the seven seal is included. Seven bowls includes the seven trumpet and includes the seven seal. It ends together with lightning, noises, earthquake, you know, all the thing of hail, you know, it ends, the 3-7 ends together. The world is going to be very shocking, very shocking. You know, sins, there will come a time, the history have sin, it will come to the exhausted, you know, it's no more effect anymore. I don't know, you know what I'm talking. You know, sin is just make a person, you know, like not a person. There will be a manifestation of the power of God to when sin abound, grace abound even more. That's something what I want to try to say. Now, first, the Revelation 11, the witnesses like Elijah will appear, Moses, you know, the sign and they did appear. So Israel, all the thing, the hot spot will begin there. Now we see 12. Now a great sign appear in heaven, a woman clothed with sun, with moon, and with the glory of God. All right, this is the bride of Christ. Then with pain, she cried it out in labor. And in pain to give birth. Just now, Isaiah 66, are you with me? Yeah? So then a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 diadems on his head. His tail drew 1/3 of stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. Then the Satan, the dragon, stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as she was born. And she born a male child, a man child, who was to rule all nations with the rod of iron. And her child was caught up to the throne as soon as he was born. Then the woman, we already know the bride of part of the bride of Christ, the true church, the 144,000 fled into the wilderness. There she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her. They is the man-child company would feed this true church being taken out into the wilderness for 3.5 years. Okay, now this dragon also stood before Eve to devour, so that no offspring out from Mr. and Mr. Adam will come. And it's repeated. You know, what God would do in the past, he has already shown the pattern in the past, so the future. Now, God wants a family. So out of Jesus Christ and the church, as he is in heaven, so we are on earth. 1 John 4:17. Is that true? I'm the light, you are the light. I'm the salt, you are the salt. So whatever Jesus is, his church should be, because he wants us to be like him. Yes. Have we said we want to be like Jesus? Yes. Yeah? Yes. So he said, all authority given to me in heaven and on earth. Now the earth belongs to the Son of Man. You do it. But it takes every word of God is a challenge to us, because the natural mind cannot do it. Is that true or not? Natural mind cannot do it. So it's a challenge to us. But when you do it, you see the supernatural thing will happen. Lord, we know there are plenty of things, much more you want to speak to us. Lord, let the future generation be helped by the now generation to go towards to the goal. Always looking to you as the author and finisher of our faith. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord, give more understanding, and grant to us the articulation to make it simple. In the name of Jesus, we cut away and dispel doubt and unbelief. Lord, we treat your word. We can trust in you. We can trust in your word. You told us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge you and trust you. Those who trust you will not be ashamed. We do not say the word of God say this, but. We cancel your promises. Let this congregation rise. Rise to take the sword of the Spirit to cut loose every chain, every bondage. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let our emotion, Lord, let our emotion not to be stuck to the things of the earth. Let our soul not to be stuck to the things of the earth. Let us be heavenly. Let our mind totally focus and focus our mind on the things of God. Lord, let our speech be like you. Whatever you reveal to us, we declare it and say, let it be so. Let it be according to your word. Lord, we thank you. You're raising a generation. Believe your word, and your Holy Spirit will overshadow. And that generation will do as Mary said. Be it done according to your word. Though there will be ridicule. You say, Mary, because of what Jesus, the Son of God, appeared, Mary's heart is like a sword piercing into her. There are times we experience this when we stand for you. We tap into your grace to stand. Lord, we also want to bear that deep, to be that generation, just as we are like Enoch. Enoch only started to walk with you at the age of 65. And he walked, and he walked more clearly, more accurately. We want to be so. Though we are not accurate, but we will continue to walk and walk no more. And walk into your presence. Lord, there's so much for us to know. We want to depend on you, not on our own understanding. Just simply obey the basic thing you tell us. Basic things you tell us, we just obey, so that greater things will come. In the name of Jesus, amen.